And welcome back to Old Dude Music Review. Today, my wife, my loving wife, I was sitting on the couch last night with her kid, Lynn, watching TV, and I was like, you know, I gotta do a music show. I've done it forever. I've done a couple podcasts, a really kinky one about open marriages and cuckoldry, and then I did a regular politics one, but I haven't done one in a while, and she goes, why don't you do One Hit Wonders? So today, we're going to do One Hit Wonders. We're going to do VH1's Top 20, as voted by the readers. But we're going to start with Rolling Stones, because I'm a rock guy. So, when we come on the other side, we're going to have the first one. They pair a lot, so I'm not going to play all the songs from Rolling Stones, so I'm playing it in the VH1. But the number one song, of course, was The Vapors, Turning Japanese. Racist fucking shit. Racist fucking shit. And of course, that's about masturbating. Chumbawamba Tub Thumping was number 8. That was number 10. This is number 8. I'm skipping the ones that we're going to play in another one. This is Rolling Stones once again. So this is Tub Thumper. I can't do that song. That song sucks, asshole. This is Blind Melon, number 7, No Rain. I love this damn freaking song. My Sharona is number 6. Their number 7 was, what the fuck was number 7? Flying Around the Melon. Yeah. Next one's Tainted Love, but it's on the other one. I remember this one. He's talking about the bone. Their number 4 is Big Country. I fucking love this song. We'll listen to the whole goddamn thing. I fucking love Big Country. They're so good. Spirit, Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. Oh, it's got Vix in my eye, son of a bitch. Oh. Their number two is Dexy Midnight's Runner. Number one is Aha, Take On Me. But we're going to pick that up for the next one with DH1. Number 20, Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science. Inna Gada Da Vida is number 19 by Iron Butterfly. Sorry, I hated Thomas Dolby. That guy was annoying as fuck. Do 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 do. Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a God of a Vita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Number 18 is Sinead O'Connor. Oh, won't you come with me? Nothing compares to you. We're going to save that and play Chris Cornell's at the end because it's my favorite damn song. I listen to all the time. So we're going to go to number 17. It's Twisted Sisters. We're not going to take it.
All right, mister. What do you think you're doing? You call this a room? This is a pigsty. I want you to straighten up this area now. You are a disgusting slob. Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
I hated Hair Bear. Hair Bear band style, could not do it. Next one's one of the, my favorite. I own this album, Sugar Hill Gang. Rapper's Delight.
Here's Wonder Mike, oh, yeah. Hank,
Wonder
and
Mike.
Master G, the Sugar Hill Gang.
White guy. You don't stop. Rock it out, baby. Rubber to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. Beat to the beat. The groove and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red and the brown and the purple and yellow. But first I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out. When I'm imp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank, I do the bump. 96 Tears by the Mysterians. I know the song, but I never heard the band.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on.
All right, the next one is but this one makes me sad. My kids were little. I was in Korea. 1990. I missed a lot of shit over there. Two songs on this are from that era that you just could not get away from. But I got a video from Alaska, my wife and my little daughter and my baby son singing to Delights. Groove is in the fucking his art. And this is sad. I was going to pull out the video, but I did. And then I got teary-eyed because my daughter has disowned me and my son barely talks to me. And this made me sad.
How do you say, de groovy? How do you say, de gorgeous? Ooh la 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 la. How do you say, delight, 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 delight?
We're going to dance, and have some fun.
Come on, there's nobody in the world that didn't shake dead ass to this.
The chills that you spill up my back keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come. Dish, my cockatash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Groove is in the heart.
Josh.
All right, number 13 is Van McCoy, Da Hustle. I remember this song.
Hell yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, baby. Bring it, baby. Bring it, baby.
Do the hustle. Do the hustle.
One that everybody loves. Sir Mix a Lot, baby. Got back.
Look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up
tough, but
you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Come on, man. Come on, that was such a good sample.
Use me, cause you ain't that average.
average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she sweat wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired
turbo
of magazines, sand flat butts, all the thing.
I'm with you.
Average black man, and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
does your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah,
her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
like this with the open booty.
I like them round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys.
That's
I want
right.
them real thick and juicy. So find that
my
juicy
double.
Mix a lot in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking
bubble.
At rock videos. Not any bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit it and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
if you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah,
turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got the shout. Baby got back.
She got back. I shot it. I'm a white boy. Thick. Rear.
Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection.
No way.
36, 24, 36.
Nope.
Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. Quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby got back.
That's such a great song. I don't care who you are. I know it's inappropriate. That fucking song rocks. That was a good song. Number 11 was Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. But if I play that on here, I'm about to punch myself in my own throat. The next one's Nina, 99 Luft Balloons. Number 9 is Geraldo Rico Suave. I fucking hated this song so much, but I now like it. It wears on it. Yeah, Rico Suave.
Rico.
Rico Suave.
Rico.
Suave. Seguro que han oído.
sabido que yo soy educado. Soy un caballerito, un chico bien portado. Un joven responsable y siempre bien vestido. Yo no sé quién ha mentido. I don't drink or smoke and in the dope. One time no coke. You ask me how do I do it, I cope. My only addiction has to do with a female species. I eat them raw like sushi. No me gusta enterno, mi estilo es moderno. Si me enterno, yo me enfermo. Mi apariencia es dura, vivo en la locura. No me vengan con ternuras. So please don't judge a book by its cover. There's more to being a Latin lover. You gotta know how to deal with a woman that won't let go. The price you pay for being a gigolo.
Rico.
Suave. Number 8. Aha! Take on me. This is a fucking great song. Great damn song. Next song would be number 7, Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. We're playing that last also because it's a fucking classic that haunted me in Korea in 1990. So go to number 6. It's Baha Men. Who let the dogs out? I don't know why I said it like that. It's like
French. $1 zillion. The question is, who let the dogs out?
Yeah. Really interesting question.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, oh, oh,
who
oh,
let
oh.
the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Number 5, Tony Basil, Mickey. Annoying song. Hated it so freaking much. I hated this song. So stupid. I never knew a single guy named Mickey. Number 4, Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. Come on, this frickin' song was good. This was a good song. Everybody
too sexy
did this.
For my love, too sexy for
everybody.
My love, love's going to leave me.
And they were all gay. That kind of ruined the whole movie for me. I would never let another man rip my shirt off. I'm not homophobic. I'm just saying. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get on the model portion, then I'll slow it down because it's really good. Come on, it's good.
And I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. The way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model. You know what I mean? And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.
The funny thing about it is there's not enough talk singing like Johnny Cash and shit, because that's all that guy's doing. He's not really singing. He's doing talk singing. Number three is a song that drives me fucking crazy because I dated a girl during this time, and she was in synchronized dancing, and she dogged me and dumped me, and she took me out to dinner with her family, and she didn't tell me it was going to be a fancy family dinner, and I'm wearing blue, baby blue Britannica jeans, the same ones I got a blowjob in years later, and I'm sitting there. I don't know why I told that story. I think I told it earlier about my mom talking about sex. But long story short, her name is Guileen, and I dropped ribs in my blue, baby blue corduroys and had barbecue sauce over my junk, and her dad made fun of me, and she dumped me. So, come on, Eileen. Hate the song. Next song, I thought it was cool shit. I had friends in California, and they bring me up real new wave music and punk and stuff when they go home, and they'd bring it up to Oregon, and I would listen to these radio stations that played shit that nothing local played. We had hard rock and jazz. It was Portland, Oregon. I lived outside Portland, Oregon. Soft Cell, Tainted Love. This song was so cool. I was cool in that phase of my life because I liked the song and I had it. Yeah. Not cool. I'm no longer cool. My coolness died. All right, the number one by VH1, and I TikToked that and just stopped it because that's just, now it sucks. I thought it was awesome. Is the Macarena by the Bayside Boys mix, and it's Los Del Rio. I remember my family going crazy about this. I don't know where the fuck I was, but every time I'm Macarena, my kids were Macarena, and I got videos of Macarena, and we're Macarena, and I don't know where I was, but I never did the Macarena.
I am not trying to do that.
When I dance, they call me Macarena. The boys, they say que soy buena. They all want me, they can't have me. So they all come and dance beside me. Move with me, chant with me. And if you could, I'll take you home with me.
Dala tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
Now don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Vitorino. I don't want him, couldn't stand him, he was no good, so I...
Now, come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of town, and his two friends were so fine.
Alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena.
They did not have any back in that video. Alright, no. So, we're going to go to the last two on my list. They're way better. Number seven on their list was Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. 1990 to 1991 in Korea. I didn't give a fuck where you went. You go to a juicy bar, you go to a hooker bar, which I did go with friends, but I never partake because I was married, where they asked you, buy me drinky, buy me drinky, buy me drinky, buy me drinky, and drive you fucking batshit crazy. I have a 5x8 card. No thank you. No thank you. Written in Korean because I just couldn't take it anymore. Pizza Parlor, the Burger King, PX, NCO clubs where there were no hoochie mamas. And all you heard was this friggin' song. And at the time, I hated it. But let's be honest now, it's kind of melancholic. I mean, it's white boy. Gotta have white boys rapping. Oh, we have to fuck take everything and fuck it up.
So, VIP. Let's kick it.
Every white guy rap this. Don't judge me. Don't fucking judge me. I had hair when I was doing
it. Stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
I don't think he waxed a chump like a candle. I just don't think so.
Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly.
I did wear those pants, though. I was really into those pants in that phrase. I'm ashamed I did.
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
And I wore that shirt, sorry.
Face kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
Still favorite line of anything. The 5.0, that was cool. But cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. I must have said that a billion times in my entire life. Just in random thoughts. And people who were way too young to understand what the fuck it meant would just stare at me like the RCA dog. Like, what the fuck did he just say? Bacon? What?
Getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo. Rolling. Hit my 5.0. Put my rag
top
down so my hair can't roll.
Down.
The girlies on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No.
I had a Jeep Wrangler, and I got it, you know, when I was doing my midnight crisis with my wife, so we both had a Jeep Wrangler, and we went out partying all the time and had a lot of sex. It was really great. Our kids were gone. We were in our 40s. It was cool. I remember every time I fucking put the rag top down in my fucking Jeep, and I had a spider web shade so you wouldn't get sunburned, because it's a funny story. I decided to do it once and drive from here to Savannah, Georgia. And when I got halfway to Savannah, Georgia, I smelled smelling fucking like a hot dog was cooking, and it was me because I was burning to death. I mean, I literally had the seatbelt as a white band, and I got off and got in a hotel, and I had this white band, this lady's next to me laughing, a black girl, and she's like, you look like you got a Miss America thing. I go, yeah, I fucked up because I put it like a tank top on really quick, and it put this white band. That white band was there forever. So I sent it to my wife saying, look at this shit. I'm so stupid. Took the top off of the Jeep, and I was singing 5.0 with my rig top down. Bullshit. Hair blow, crap shit, freaking icking like an idiot, and I got burned. I mean, I'm dying. I'm fucking dying. Should I put some aloe vera? No, she posted on Facebook, and that was back when we actually did Facebook, so I had like 500 friends, and everybody mocked me. That shit on forever. They meme me. There were random people meme me that I didn't even know because they saw the meme of the meme of me with my Miss America, and people put the Mr. AAA safe driving discount. I mean, it was all sorts of stupid shit across my chest. It was really funny. Yeah. I bought the spider web shade. But then from that point on, I would play Ice Ice Belly, baby. Belly? What? Well, because my belly was burned. Ice Ice Baby all the time when I took my rag top down.
I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I busted left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continued to A1A.
Eastbound Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis. Jealous.
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They pass me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it.
All right, that was a good song. It was really good. Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You was number 18 on the list, but it's total horseshit, and I've souped it up. This is Chris Cornell's version. It is from his solo stuff, and he played this at Sirius XM. And I listen to this every morning. It still brings tears to my eyes because he's dead, but this is Nothing Compares to You by Chris Cornell. It's gorgeous. Listen to the oboe and feel it.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out all night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whoever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nothing can take away these blues. Nothing compared to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around any girl I choose, but it just reminds me. Guess what they told me? Said, boy, you better try to have fun no matter what you do. But he's a fool, cause nothing compares to you. Keaton Simons. Mama, in your backyard,
all died when you went away. And I know living with me, baby, is sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try.
And that's the 20 greatest one-hit wonders by VH1 and the top 10 by Rolling Stone. That wraps up another episode of Old Dude Music Review. Share with family and friends. Make sure you like it and follow it on Flyover Politics with K on SoundCloud. You can go to Rumble and watch us at 553-2123, 553-2123. Make sure you disconnect from all your devices. Don't give the yeah-yeahs. Be present in your family's life and tune in for the next show, which will be next week. I'll come up with another way of doing this because I'd really like somebody to email me at foppodcast@gmail.com, foppodcast@gmail.com. For now, if you'd like me to follow, I've literally run out of new things. I can't think of anything new. I was going to do Taylor Swift's new album, but it's 31 fucking songs long, and I don't know if I could do it because I tried to listen to 15 and I couldn't do it with 15. It just sounds like the last album. It's like the same three tones. It's driving me batshit crazy. So I'll probably end up doing that, the Tortured Poets Society, because it'll win all the awards and be awesome because kids don't know what music is anymore. They just listen to whatever she puts out. She could literally, like I say all the time, put out the Dr. Seuss rhymes with Hop on Pop, Having a Sick Beat, and Green Eggs and Ham, Sam I Motherfucking Am, in a low dirge, like she's singing now. People would buy it. I mean, she's an icon. I get it, but damn, dude, fuck, give me something new. So, as always, thanks for listening. Take care.